Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for an intelligence briefing on the war for the free world. At the moment, a very hot front in that war is what is taking place between Israel and the terrorists in charge of Gaza at the moment, Hamas. And I'm very pleased to have with us someone who has been intimately involved in the, well, helping all of us understand what the nature of this war for the free world is. From his vantage point in Jerusalem, he is Itamar Marcus. He is the director of an absolutely indispensable organization, the Palestinian Media Watch. You can find his work at palwatch.org. He is, among other things, a man who served under Bibi Netanyahu's first administration as an advisor to the negotiations with the Palestinian Authority in the Trilateral Committee on Incitement. He is also the author of Deception, Betraying the Peace Process. Itamar Marcus, welcome back to Secure Freedom Radio. Great to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks for inviting me.
Let's start with sort of your assessment, Itamar, of the nature of the conflict that Israel is engaged in at the moment with Hamas in Gaza.
Hamas has a long-term goal for Israel, and then there's the goal of this conflict. The long-term goal for Hamas is that there will not be an Israel. They see it as a complete violation of Islam. They write this explicitly in their charter. They say it regularly to their people, and they teach it to their children. There will be no Israel. It's predetermined because Israel exists on Islamic land. That's the first stage. The second stage, actually, is beyond that. And you said, you talk about the war for the free world. Hamas writes in their charter that Palestine, destroying Israel, creating Palestine, is really just the first stage, because the second stage and the ultimate stage really is the entire world under Islam. We've had sermons on television where, in fact, members of parliament have said things like, the war will start first with the defeat of Constantinople. It will fall with the defeat of Rome. Then we'll get Europe. Then we'll get the Americas, until the whole world is under Islam. This is official policy of Hamas, and worse than a policy, it's a belief. And because it's a belief, we can't convince them that it's illogical to try to conquer the West. It's something that they're going to keep trying to do, and they see themselves, and they are officially a branch of the Muslim Brotherhood, and that is their goal. So Hamas sees Israel as its domino in the global war to bring the world under Islam, and it's explicit, and there's no question. I'll give you an example of one of the clips that ran on Hamas television, not during the war, but a while ago. It was a prayer to Allah, kill the Jews and their supporters, Allah kill the Christians and their supporters, Allah kill the communists and their supporters, kill everyone, don't leave even one. And this was done to a prayer-type tone, as you saw. And so this is said openly by Hamas. So when people call, you know, sometimes, oh, you're extremists, you're worrying, you're making it up, it's not. They see themselves in this war against the free world, to have this world under Islam. So that's Hamas. Now, the immediate battle against Israel has nothing to do with destroying Israel. It's actually a function of their low standing in the polls in the last few months. There's been a tremendous crisis in Gaza Strip for many, many months, because since the Muslim Brotherhood was thrown out in Egypt, they have a very, very big crisis paying salaries. And because of that, they had to do something to raise their stature amongst the Palestinian population. So this war that they're killing Israelis has nothing to do with Israelis. It's really just an internal war. The goal is to raise their stature amongst Palestinians. And unfortunately, we are the target that they're shooting at in order to raise their stature. And that's why it's so difficult for Israel to win, because even when we defeat them militarily, they might end up actually going up in the polls, which will then encourage them to do this again some future time when they need to go up in the polls.
Which really does, I think, bring us back to the main point, which is why Israel needs to defeat these people, not simply, you know, arrange for some sort of ceasefire that lives on to fight another day, Hamas, and thereby poses a threat, existential threat over time to both, as you say, Israel and the free world more generally, because it is part of this global jihad. And I just want to come to another part of the tremendously important work you do, Itamar Marcus, at Palestinian Media Watch. And again, that's palwatch.org. And that is that it's not just Hamas that is using the prayers and the media and academic institutions to incite against Israel. It is Fatah as well, the Palestinian authorities, Mahmoud Abbas and company, that have been doing this as well. Talk a little bit about that and the concern that that gives rise to, that even the so-called partner for peace with Israel is no such thing.
Well, you're absolutely correct. I think this is probably the biggest mistake that the West makes in trying to understand the conflict and trying to resolve the conflict, is putting the Fatah and the Palestinian Authority under Mahmoud Abbas in the category of moderates. They actually quote many of the same hate material that the Hamas does, but they do it only in Arabic. See, the Hamas is intellectually honest enough to say openly to the whole world what they believe. Fatah, in Arabic, tells the people what they believe. And, I mean, I'll give you an example. There's a source in the Hamas charter which talks about the hour of resurrection will not come until Muslims fight the Jews and kill them. In other words, the end of time, redemption of humanity, according to Hamas in their charter, is contingent on the extermination of Jews. And this is based on a hadith, a tradition in Islam attributed to Muhammad. Now, Fatah, the Palestinian Authority Mufti, who was the most important religious leader in the Palestinian Authority, said the same thing in a speech 2 years ago publicly on Palestinian television. We tape recorded in Arabic, and we recorded it. We sent it out to the world, and the world condemned the Mufti. I say the world, the United States did, the European Union did, the Foreign Minister of Britain did. It was almost a universal condemnation. How can this most important religious leader say this? However, significantly, he is still in power today. He was never taken out. We have Palestinian Authority children's programs where you see charming young little girls saying on TV, the Jews are the despicable monkeys and the disgusting pigs. Now, that's pure, that's taking Islam the way Hamas does and using it to promote hatred. And these are just a few examples. Essentially, there's no real difference in terms of how it looks at Israel between the Hamas and the Fatah, except that the Fatah says it only amongst themselves, and the Hamas is willing to say this to everyone.
Itamar, let me quickly turn to two other things. One, you're seeing Muslims rioting in Europe at the moment with violent effect. You're also seeing at the same time in places like Iraq the insistence on either converting, paying jizya, the tax that second-class citizens, dhimmis, have to pay, or dying, being offered as the choices for Christians. First of all, is it not the case in this war for the free world against these jihadists of various organizational affiliations that they would do to all of us what they are now doing to the Christians of Mosul, and that it will be our fate in Europe and elsewhere if we don't resist in the front lines where you are at the moment?
You are absolutely correct. And the great tragedy here is these people say these things openly in Iraq, and all through the Muslim world there are people saying this openly. And the world just excuses it or says it's a fringe or tries to push it away. And the Hamas says it openly. The Fatah says it openly. I just want to tell you something fascinating. There's an incredible statement that was made by Chief Justice of the Nuremberg Trials, Robert Jackson. And if you read through his introduction to the decisions of the Nuremberg trial, he describes what Hitler did. And every time Hitler promised and then didn't fulfill, promised and then fulfilled, the world kept giving in because they didn't want to fight him over and over and over and over again. And his final conclusion at the end was, you know, everybody obviously should have seen this. And then he writes, and I'm sort of paraphrasing, I don't remember the exact words, he said, Hitler said what he was planning to do many times, but he said it so openly that people refused to believe him. It was because he said it so openly that people refused to believe him. And I think that's what's happening today. We have so many people, the Hamas and the Fatah, saying it openly. And people say, well, you know, they're saying it openly, that it can't be serious. But we can't make that same mistake again.
We can't make it again. And thank you for what you do at Palestinian Media Watch, Itamar Marcus, to chronicle what they're saying and make sure that we are on notice of exactly what their intentions are. Shame on us if we make that terrible mistake again. I trust Israel will not do so, and we need to stand behind her in not making it as well. Itamar, thank you. We'll talk with you again soon, I hope. Stay well in the meantime, and God bless your people and country. Next up, we'll be talking with Gordon Chang about the purges in the PRC and what it might mean for us. Straight ahead.
Visit us at facebook.com/securefreedom with Frank Gaffney.